Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. What is up to you today? We about to get wave. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. I don't even know what I'm saying, but welcome to my podcast. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Maybe we're doing a little bit too much, but at the same time, happy Wednesday to everybody. I just wanted to say, yo, what is up? Welcome to the Delivery Bros, and I am your host with the most, coming in smooth like a ghost on the coast, making sure I'm cruising and moving. Giving you the movement, better know everything I say will have you in the tournament. I am Anthony Anthem, aka Black Fabio, aka the Midnight Marauder, aka Body Slam Extraordinaire, aka hit you with the dropkick, Marty Jannetty, aka coming in busting out like Victory Confetti. I am ready to go, aka Mr. AKA. Yeah. So, how we doing? How you doing? And, welcome to, a new level. Welcome to, some of the hottest shit around. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yes, I'm coming from the underground. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode. I'm in a good mood today. I hope you are too. I just wanted to go ahead and get this party started and talk about a few things. You know, first of all, how are we all doing? I hope you guys are staying healthy out there. You know, the name that shall not be named has been a bit of a problem, but I hope everybody is keeping up to par and definitely staying at 100% instead of representative of the number 19, you know what I mean. I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's, you know, healthy and moving. I hope that's the same thing for your family members. I do want to shout out to all of my listeners. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to me, especially in the long hiatus. I appreciate that. And yeah, you know what? I feel like today we can use a little bit of laughs. We can also take this time and opportunity to smile a little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of, you know, some of the weird news, funny news or whatever. And then I might talk a little bit about what's going on with pro wrestling in a positive light. Because I think we're all kind of over it if we are wrestling fans. I mean, I wouldn't say over it. Let me stand corrected on that. We just need some more positive light, if you know what I mean. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. You know, we're just going to have a good time today. So, for everybody that's on their commute right now, about to head out, or people at their desk working, whether you're at home and you're in your office, or you just listening to the song to kind of get through the day, hopefully on the way, and hopefully I can say that we are about to go on ahead and set a blaze to a new day and get ready to get in the right mind frame. So, with that, let's get this party started. So, for all of y'all that also haven't subscribed to the YouTube, man, y'all need to subscribe to the YouTube Delivery Bros Podcast. Do it. This would be the perfect situation for you to have something to spend your time, especially with everything going on in the nation. As you can see, I am on right now. I don't know why I'm on, but at the same time, I'm feeling on today. So let's get it on. So, oh yeah, and happy July. It is the first. So, I already know some of y'all gonna be barbecuing this weekend. So my question is to all of y'all is, hey yo, who's gonna make me a plate? That's the first thing I wanna know. I need a plate. So I'm gonna need y'all to holler at me in the YouTube comments. I'm gonna need you to holler at me and even some of the platforms that you listen to. Send me a message. go to my social media and be like, hey, yo, I got a plate for you. I'll come down, make me a plate, and I will go. I'll just make that to go. I ain't trying to, you know, disturb the family get-togethers or whatever. But if you got a family member that makes some fire macaroni and cheese, holla at me, because let's get this going. All right. So, we're up on the mirror.co.uk, because you already know the UK news is always insane. I wanted to go on ahead and talk about this real quick. We got man's compliment over cunts or cock restaurant service. I'm going to say cunts. It's the word that is being explicit here. No, I don't really like using the C word, but when it comes down to it, I'm reading it verbatim. So, cunt restaurant service backfires as he brutally mocked. A restaurant customer who took to Twitter to complain about the service, he had received a restaurant, about the service he received at a restaurant, was slammed for the tone-deaf post during the coronavirus pandemic. Let's see. A man who wanted to spread the word of his disappointment over the service he received at a restaurant saw it go viral for all the wrong reasons. When keeping it real goes wrong. Having gone out for dinner with his wife at a restaurant, Mi Cocina, it's a Mexican restaurant? He found the level of service fell far below their expectations. In an attempt to publicly expose the Texas eatery, oh shit, this is in Tejas! This is in Texas! Oh god, it is in the United States. This is our home front. I can already tell Twitter was probably roasting the fuck out of this dude. Let's see what the hell he said. User Jason posted a photo of his wife looking sadly at the food on the table with the caption, "My wife, date night, after 3 months locked up in quarantine, waiting for shredded cheese, as if it's the only way she can eat fajitas." How tragic. Having to wait for shredded cheese. But how you going to have cheese to get fajitas? I didn't know it was that big. We asked four people going on 18 minutes now. We got to quit blaming COVID-19 for crap service. So, basically, he was in a bitching mood. With many restaurants struggling to stay afloat during the current pandemic, workers across the world find themselves without a job, and businesses doing everything they can to continue providing services during an unprecedented crisis. It's fair to say, for Jason's complaint, came at a very short supply. Many slammed him for the tone-deaf post, while others brutally mocked the tweet with parodies of their own. The original tweet was quickly deleted. Please, sir, she needs shredded cheese for her fajitas. This is a raccoon carrying a cat. So, basically, oh my gosh. So, basically, he's getting mean for all the shit that he said. Let's see. I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad that the cheese is shredded. It's the kind I cannot have. The waiter who hit the shredded cheese. I am not going to create an environment that is so toxic. After the post attracted a lot of attention, Jason spoke to blog Central Track, where he rarely uses Twitter, and his only intention had been to keep his wife happy. He admitted she hadn't been thrilled to see the picture go viral, saying she is, of course, pissed. I bet she is. She said, "Why would you put this picture of me on Twitter?" But Jason maintained it was fair to call out the restaurant, as he hadn't named any of the staff in the post on social media. That's reported by the Dallas Observer. It's very normal to put cheese on fajitas. All right, so I'm going to say something right now. Okay. Right now, they can only have so many people on staff right now. Things are limited right now, folks. Yo, if you're going to go out to eat, even though I don't recommend it, not with the climate, especially right now in America. America right now, we're seeing thousands of cases every day right now. I really think that people are not really focusing on social distancing like they need to. Look, I'm not gonna sit here and get on my soapbox, but when it comes down to it, you're gonna go out to eat. You gotta be patient with these servers. They're probably understaffed right now. They can only have so many people in the kitchen. They can only have so many people out. They can, I mean, when it comes down to it, you're gonna wait. It is not gonna come instant. It's not their fault, okay? The company can only have so many people on staff at the same time, okay? This ain't like normal times right now. We are in a pandemic still. The second wave has happened. It has hit us. This is July. They told us we would be done with this by July, but we're not. We're looking at probably until next year before we're back to even an ounce of normalcy in this world right now. Right now, we're looking at least 6 to 7 more months of this. I'm saying we probably won't be done until probably February. That's my guess. That's my assumption. Yo, if you're going to go out, be patient with our servers. Heck, some of them are trying to just get their money because, shoot, they've probably been out of work for a very long time, or they've been very limited on what they can do working in their specific restaurant. So, like for instance, let's say you go to Olive Garden, right? Olive Garden gives you the unlimited breadsticks and salad, right? Look, if you don't get your breadsticks in a super fast time after you ate your breadsticks, just know they're trying to bring them out as fast as possible. Hell, I like motherfucking breadsticks. I like the damn cheesy bread at Red Lobsters. I like all that shit. But I know there's going to be a precedent wait due to the fact that only so many people are on staff right now. You got to put that into consideration. I got a friend that works in NOLA right now. She works in the bar scene. They reopen the bars. But at the same time, staff is limited because they can only hire so many people. This is what it is right now. We got to understand we are all adjusting to getting back to normal. But at the same time, it ain't going to be normal for a while. Wear your damn mask. Keep yourself healthy. Try not to go out too much. If you want to go out, fine, I get it. I understand. No use being locked up. But at the same time, if it really isn't a necessary need to go out, maybe stay home. Because this is not getting any better, okay? Look, I want to be able to go out too, but at the same time, I know that I'm putting myself at risk. I'm putting my family at risk. I'm also putting the people that still got to work in this at risk. I try to limit my time outside. The only time I really go out, to be honest, right now with everything going on, is work and to the grocery store. I try to make sure I'm only in the grocery store for about 15 minutes. I make sure I make a list, I get the shit I need, and I get the fuck out. Why? Because I'm putting everybody at risk just like they're putting me at risk. We're all out here, and you just got to be careful, man. This is one of those things right now. We're still unsure on how it affects everybody. There's different cases out there, okay? I don't want to see nobody, especially the people that listen to me. I don't want nothing to happen to y'all. I don't want nothing to happen to y'all. I don't want nothing to happen to people I care about. It's not worth it, okay? And when it comes to if you do got to go to a restaurant, choose your battles. I mean, just think about it. I understand. I want to go to a damn restaurant myself. I'm fat, okay? I like food. I want to go able to hit. Actually, you know what? I went to one restaurant 3 weeks ago with a good friend of mine. And me and her were sitting down eating. And we had pho, okay? But here's the thing. We came in there. We ordered our food. We ate. And then we left. Of course, paid a tip and got out, okay? We did it as fast as possible. But at an unreasonable amount. We stayed about 30, 40 minutes. Because they can only have so many people in the restaurant, too. Other people want to go in and eat. Even then, I'm not going to lie, I felt uncomfortable. just because of the fact we still in this. We're still in the pandemic. I couldn't even hug my friend goodbye. So what I'm saying to you is, just know that if you are gonna go out there, you're taking risks. So I just look, I want this to be over. We still got a long way to go. People are still locked down. I got friends in Thailand telling me they locked down still. Friends in the Philippines, they going back into lockdown. It's a mess all over the world right now. The U.S. has the largest cases of it right now. I literally stepped on a soapbox, and I'm sorry. But I just want us to get better at handling this situation. That's all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, onto a wedding story. Something that's precedented. Something that's also classy. As we go into a moment of bridezillas when they attack. Now, insecure bride sacks 14-year-old sister as bridesmaid for having huge boobs. She's 14, first of all. 14. That is so childish. How old is the bride? A 14-year-old bridesmaid took to Reddit to ask if she was being unreasonable for being upset after her sister demoted her from the wedding party for having huge boobs. A bridesmaid was demoted from a role at her sister's wedding after being told she looked too good in her dress. What? The 14-year-old explained that her sister asked her to be one of her bridesmaids at her wedding a few months' time. As she had never been to a wedding before, she was thrilled to be a part of it. When it came to the bridesmaid dress shopping, the bride picked out a gorgeous pinky red color with ruffles at the top for her bridesmaid's dress. The teenager loved it, and it was at just the right length so she could get away with wearing flat shoes. And more importantly, she wouldn't be too warm in it. After trying it on, she couldn't wait to show her sister how pretty it looked. When she stepped out of the changing room with the other bridesmaids, she was horrified at her sister's reaction. The bridesmaid explained, "My sister looks at me and her face just freezes." And that's when it all went wrong. She added, "I asked her if she didn't like it, but she didn't respond. She asked if she could talk to me in the other room and I said, sure. We walk into her bathroom and she kind of looks at me and sighs. Then goes, your boobs look huge. Which stunned me for a moment. Apparently the bride thought her curves would take the attention off her and her fiance on their big day. What the fuck? Dude, that's your sister. The bride said, you can't wear that to my wedding. Okay, so we can return these dresses and pick out other ones if you don't like these. She kind of shakes her head and goes, no, that's not what I meant. I'm confused by now. She says, I like the dress, but just not you in it. By then, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? That end quotes. And this bitch goes, I don't want any attention strained away from me and my fiance. I'm sorry, but you can't be my bridesmaid. I'm angry now. So the problem is, I look great in a dress, and she just sheepishly nods. As a result, the other bridesmaid decides to pull out until the bride apologizes and agrees to let her sister be a bridesmaid again. The bride later messaged her sister to tell her that she had ruined her wedding, which is why the teen turned to Reddit to ask whether she was being unreasonable or feeling upset. One said, this sister isn't just a bridezilla. She's hella insecure, and she thinks a 14-year-old is going to steal a spotlight from my own wedding. Thank you. Another added, absolutely horrendous. Honestly makes me sick. A third said, not the asshole. It's just sad and disturbing that your sister thinks her 14-year-old sister's boobs are going to distract a guest. Are you for real? And does she expect everyone who goes to the wedding to look worse than her, set of fourth? So, okay. One thing that's always going to be unattractive in a civilization to a lot of people is insecurity. Obviously, this bride has some issues that she probably needs to work out professionally. Her insecurities probably can also affect her marriage somewhere down the line. And to be quite honest, shout out to those bridesmaids that decided they were going to step away from the situation because they know what's wrong too. Like, yo, she's a 14-year-old girl. Like, the last thing I think, unless they're like that perverted uncle or something like that, you know, it's like, hey, I remember when you used to be like this, and now you're living like a woman, blah, blah. Okay, in that case, that uncle doesn't need to come to the fucking wedding. That's just what I gotta say to that. Okay, I don't think anybody's trying to perv out on a 14-year-old. The bride has some issues. What, she got a body of a 10-year-old or something like that? What's, like, her problem in the situation? Why is she so insecure because of her 14-year-old sister? She's 14. She can't help the way she's built, okay? At 14, she's still growing. She's still learning. She's blossoming into a woman, okay? That is not her fault. What the fuck is up with people these days, though? Like, for real, like, we're really at this point in civilization that even family is tripping to such a level of insecurity that we're kicking little sisters out from important days of our lives because of what? Her body's developing? Like, you're gonna make your sister feel insecure about her body because of the fact you're insecure about your body. That is so counterproductive. And to be quite honest, she ruined her own wedding. So, fuck you to the bride. I just want to say that clear. That you wrong. That's your little sister. And, no. Your little sister, you're not the asshole. And I just want to make that clear. I hope you become a good young woman. You find happiness with who you are. Comfortable in your own skin. And don't let nobody, not even your sister, tell you how to feel about yourself. And you know what? To the bridesmaids, thank you for standing up for. Bride, you need to go to counseling. You need to get some fucking help. Obviously. If you're jealous of your little sister, who's underage? What the fuck is she gonna do at 14? I'm just saying. I ain't gonna lie. This shit slightly pisses me off, but I'm just like, she's fucking 14, okay? Like, there should be no... You got your shit fucked up, okay? You need to get your shit together. Get your shit together. Because you... Ooh! That just... I feel bad for her fiance. If this is how she gonna act, I can only imagine what her fiance goes through with her. Okay? Hell no. Man, just, you know what? Cancel the whole fucking wedding at this point. Bet you canceled. I'm serious. There is no way you should be jealous of your little sister who's 14. Now, I just want to say... Actually, hold on. Okay. I had to take a little hit real quick. Also, my phone is beeping. I don't know why. I'm just so fly like that. Oh, okay, I'm just kidding. It's probably just some friends seeing what's up. Anyway. Alright, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the wrestling scene today. So, I'm fucking excited because we have AEW Fyter Fest starting and we're getting to night one. Cody's defending his title. against, who the fuck is he defending this title against? I keep on forgetting. Some white guy. I can't remember. It's almost there. It's hitting me. Oh, if I'm correct, I think it's Brody Lee. I think so. I forget who the fuck he's defending against. But anyways, it's gonna be fire. Fire Fest is gonna be super dope. Fighter Fest, not Fire Fest. Or whatever the fuck that shit was called in California with Ja Rule. Terrible. But anyway, so we got Fighter Fest going on, and then we got the Great American Bash going on at the same time. AEW versus NXT Wednesday nights. I can't wait to see what kind of matches we're going to be having for both shows. I watch both shows every Wednesday. I got to work 5 to 9, but I'm definitely going to be up late watching to see what's up. I got to check it out because I love both brands. They both bring something to the table. But I got to say, the tag team division is a shit right now in AEW. I just want to do a brief moment of wrestling for about 5 minutes. I am so excited to see the FTR being able to shine because they didn't really get a lot of shine out in WWE due to the fact that WWE really doesn't focus on the tag team division. Kenny Omega and Hangman Page are really whooping ass, which I love to see. Young Bucks, of course. I can't wait to see the Lucha Bros back in action, hopefully soon. And shout out to Proud and Powerful, aka also known as LAX and Impact. I love that team. I love Santana and Ortiz. I can't wait to see what they do with them. The Best Friends with Chuck Taylor and Trent. And of course, Orange Cassidy is also part of that crew. But Orange Cassidy got his own thing he got to do because he's got to go against Chris Jericho, which is coming up, I think, in the second night, which will be next week on July the 8th. I'm excited for that. Keith Lee is going to be going for the NXT title. And he's putting up his North American title against Adam Cole, baby. Either way, whoever wins that match, I'm going to be happy because I win. Because I know they about to steal the fucking show. I can't wait to see that. I know Shotzi Blackheart's going to be wrestling, which is going to be dope. I'm, of course, excited for Io Shirai to go against Sasha Banks. That's going to be a lit match because I love both of these competitors. I'm an Io Shirai fan, but I'm also a Sasha Banks fan. Team Boss. If I had it just like this, you know, just, if you wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to do a little boss, just like a little floss here, you know what I'm saying? Just, if I had a five-finger ring just like her, just like, bow. You know, just bow. And of course, I ain't gonna lie, Bayley's still Bay, even with the soccer mom haircut, and I ain't gonna lie, she looks sexy with the shortcut. I mean, she's Bayley, she's just fine, okay? I'm not gonna even sit here and lie. Beautiful woman, and they also are dope pro wrestlers when it comes down to it. I love pro wrestlers. When it comes down to it, it don't matter if it's guy or girl. If they put it down in the ring, that's where my respect comes from the most. But to be beautiful and to be a badass pro wrestler, that's tight. In the end of the day, that's super tight to me. I mean, when it comes down to it, it don't matter if they're a big girl, they're a small girl, even though I love Piper Niven. She's another girl I've always been a fan of, BBW, but she gets it in the ring. Beautiful. I like this shit. Nyla Rose, bow. Riho, bow. Hikaru Shida, bow. I love women's wrestling. It's about time they started getting the shine like they are, being able to do big arena events. Hopefully next year New Japan decides to actually put a live event of women's wrestling in the Tokyo Dome and Wrestle Kingdom like it should have been instead of just a dark match. RIP to Hana Kimura. Hana Kimura was actually a part of that dark match. I'm still sad that that young lady's gone, especially since there's more reports on what's going on with Terrace House and the controversy that happened on her season. Shame on Terrace House because They instigated a lot of the shit that happened. Of course, you know, it's a reality show. But they instigated a lot of Hannah's character on that show. They had her doing shit she really didn't want to do. And she was even telling her mom, Kyoko Kimura, what was going on. She was telling friends about her frustrations with the show. Even the person she had tension with and had dated on the show even has said that, yeah, they instigated a lot of that shit and it made them both feel uncomfortable, especially with the situation that actually caused a stir up with the fans with the incident, with the washer incident with her ring gear she wore to Wrestle Kingdom. She didn't even want to do that. She didn't even want to put hands on dude. And they were like, yo, just, you know, slap him. And she was like, yo, I'll just flip his hat off or some shit. And it's whatever. But at the end of the day, RIP, baby girl. Fuck you, Terrace House. It's because of you, this girl ain't here no more. I'm just saying right now, because of you, it caused a stir up with these fans. And it caused a lot of toxicity. And that young lady took her life. As an advocate for mental health and all that kind of stuff, as a person that is going through it daily, to see a young lady like that, who was a rising star, have to suffer that much scrutiny to the point where she had to take her own life, when she had a lot of people that loved her, and now a mother is without her daughter. Mother had to bury her own daughter. Because of what? Because of entertainment value? Fuck reality shows. That shit's so fucking sad, man. The girl was only like 19 years old, man. She still had the world beyond. She could have. That girl could have gone so many places. It is what it is. But fuck you, Terrace House. And I'll say that end quote. To all the Twitter fans out there that harassed her, fuck you too. Alright, so back to my normal stance. I'm gonna go ahead and be normal about this. Hikaru Shida defending the title against Penelope Ford. That's gonna be the shit. I know it is. I've seen Penelope Ford in a lot of indie events, killing it. She's a badass woman. Carl Sheeta, Sendai Girls, Stardom, we go down the list, killing it. They about to fuck the shit out of each other up. That match is gonna go so fucking hard, I can tell. I wanna say this match is gonna be the women's match of the year. It might be up in the caliber. I hope Meltzer is watching this match and gives it 5 stars, 6 stars, 7 stars, 8 stars, 9 stars, 10 stars, because I know they're about to go hard. It's going to be 20 minutes of live action, I can already tell. I know Penelope can put on a good show, and I know for a fact of Carl Sheeta, she always gives it her all when she's in that ring. I mean, shoot, if you go onto her Twitter or Instagram, that girl is always working out, outlifting dudes. Making Michael Nakazawa, like, rethink his training. Kenny Omega, too. That girl can deadlift some weight. Penelope Ford, flexible, always in good shape, probably doing yoga, probably doing some strength lifting herself. Badass. When she was with Joey Janela, always whooping ass. Hell, she was whooping more ass than Joey in some matches. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. But with that, now that we're done with the wrestling corner, yes, let's go on ahead and move on. I want to talk about something that's going to be super special to my heart and yours with another story. Okay, who am I fucking kidding? I'm just going to say this right now. This story right here is, I'm confused. I want to know how it even got there. You're probably wondering, what am I talking about? Anthony, what are you talking about? Alright, so let's talk about the fact that a doctor had to remove a cell phone charger from a man's bladder. Yeah, not the phone itself. The charger. The charger, guys. A whole ass charger. The cord was all the way in the man's bladder. And it wasn't just like, you know, it was a 2-foot charger. I'm just trying to figure out how, like, how far did he reach up in himself to do this? Because this is definitely some shit that he was doing some freaky deaky shit, or he was trying to show off or something. He's like, guys, I got a good party trick. You want to see this? All right. Here we go. This is what we're going to do. We're just going to dig deep in there. I'm going to punch my intestines, and bam, I lost it. Oops. It'll come out eventually. Maybe. Hopefully. I think. Okay. The patient 30 went to the doctor's after complaining of abdominal pain last week. It is unclear how the lead came to get in his bladder. Doctors believe it was swallowed or inserted for sexual gratification. I'm gonna go with the latter and say sexual gratification. The man said to have a history of accidental ingestion of headphones. This has happened before. Okay. And can be seen with the curled lead inside of his bladder in X-ray scans. He was given a 2-day course of laxatives in a bid to alleviate the stomach pain before the doctors performed a small incision in his gastrointestinal tract. The doctors then discovered the 61-centimeter lead and decided to perform surgery to remove it. And if you're on YouTube, you can actually see the x-rays right now. It's definitely a whole ass cord. And they made the incisions. Also, this is NSFW for those who are looking at this on YouTube. There is a whole ass cord in this motherfucker. Oh, they done pulled it out. Lord Jesus, they found it. Like, they dug for gold. Now, my question is, was that an Android or iPhone charger cord? 5 medics performed a 45 minutes to get up in there to remove the lead at Guwahati Hospital in North India. This shit happened in India, too. Oh, come on. He was doing a party trick. A doctor who admitted that he had not seen anything of the sort in his 25-year career. We gave him laxative for 2 days, and we did not want to do surgery immediately. The patient's stool was examined, but nothing came out. We decided to do a small incision and check the gastrointestinal tract. He might have been uncomfortable while telling us the truth, but led us to search in the gastrointestinal tract. I'm not sure exactly about his mental health, but some people do things for sexual gratification. But this man took things a little too far. Islam spent 3 days recovering in the hospital before he was released home. I just want to say something, okay? I feel for people in emergency rooms and doctors who are surgeons, because here's the thing. They have probably pulled out more things out of the human body than anybody. They have probably seen things unprecedented. I remember watching this documentary of doctors telling weird stories. They have found cars. They have found vegetables. They have found, okay, toy cars, by the way. Just, you know, like little Matchbox or Hot Wheel cars. They have found staplers. They have found nails. They have found coins. They have found multiple different objects of different shapes and sizes. We're talking a tube because a guy wanted to feed alcohol into his ass. We're talking just an exponential amount of different items you would not expect to go in the human body that should not go in the human body. And mind you, People won't even tell you the truth. They'd be like, oh, I don't know how that got in there. No, you know how that got in there. Why is your ass prolapsed? Why do you have an anal prolapse? Because you are sticking things in the place where the sun don't shine for some freaky diggy shit. Let's be honest. Doctors will, I can only imagine just sitting in a doctor's office and just observing for like a whole fucking week of all the things that they probably find in a human body. Just, I want to just sit down and do a podcast with a surgeon and ask them, what is the weirdest thing you have found inside the human body? As a surgeon, just get like a, I just want to get a veteran surgeon, you know, somebody that's been doing it for about 20 years. Sit down with him in his office and literally go for about an hour just talking about shit he has found in the body. I feel like this right here is actually a minimal. This is just, this is minuscule. This is small compared to the things I've heard. I got friends that are doctors. And they will tell you, a night visit in the ER is something spectacular because you get all types of weird cases, especially on the weekend nights. I literally have seen in my own lifetime somebody American Pie themselves. I'm talking American Pie 2. If you ever seen the movie, you know the main character Jim fucking super glues his hand to his dick, right? I had gotten a call at like 1 in the morning a couple years back, and I was friends with this couple. I'm still friends with them, but they were, you know, doing a little freaky stuff, you know, kind of doing a little foreplay, and, you know, the girlfriend goes into the dresser, you know, she's trying to get the packet of lube out, she's like, you know, doing something to get him warmed up, and it turned out to be super glue. And guess who had to pick him up from the hospital? This guy. Yeah. So she lost a little bit of skin on her hand, and he lost a little bit of skin on his third hand. And, yeah. And I asked the doctor, is this the weirdest thing you've ever seen? He says, in quotes, this is mild compared to the shit I've seen in the last 15 years of medicine. I was scared to ask him what else he has seen. If this is just a regular night. Yeah. People do weird things, and hospitals have weird stories. So, next time you're hanging out with one of your surgeon friends, if you have a surgeon friend, ask them, what is the weirdest thing you have found inside of a human? Believe me, he'll have multiple stories. Or she'll have multiple stories. Or they will have multiple stories, depending on what they identify as. At the end of the day, it happens. Humans will do the weirdest, most disgusting things to their own bodies. No kink shame. Just saying, the human body is an own phenomenon for what things can fit in there. I should know. Actually, I really don't know. Do I? I'm gonna have to reflect on that. I'm gonna have to get back to you guys. But yeah. I just wanted to do a quick episode with you guys, let you know that, hey, you can smile a little bit, do a little bit of this, get a little serious, get a little emotions, and I hope that you have fun with this wonderful devotion. Now we're just going to keep on coasting. I do want to say this is going to be a bit I do, but I do want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming in. Hopefully this kind of helps with your commutes. And, yo. Check me out on social media. You can find me on Delivery Bros Podcast on Instagram. You can find me on Delivery Bros Pod on Twitter. You can also find the Delivery Bros page, or hell, go to the FNBS studio page as well, because I'm also a part of the FNBS crew. Check out that platform. Also, check out the episode with me and Hateful J from FNBS. It's a great episode. We talked about a lot of things going on, a lot of current events, so we're going to be doing that a lot more often. We're going to try to make that a monthly thing. But other than that, if you guys really want to talk or get a hold of me, check me out. Come holler. Say what's up. Tell me where you're from. But other than that, guys, I think that's it for today. Shout out to the folks on Stitcher. Shout out to the folks on Apple. Shout out to the folks on Google. And shout out to the folks on every platform that we have that listen to the podcast. And to the people that are on Apple, leave a 5-star review. Tell me how we're doing. Stitcher, same thing. If there's a review section, review. Let me know how we're doing. For real. And also, check out the YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. I need more subscribers. Please. I will put that information down at the link below. So with that, guys, my name is Anthony Anthem, a.k.a. Black Fabio, a.k.a. The Midnight Marauder, a.k.a. Mr. a.k.a. And with that, you have messed with an incredible episode of The Delivery Bros. I really messed that up. I don't care. But hopefully, you don't care either. But we had a good time or something like that. But for real though, did she die? Hope not. Anyways. Love you guys. Till next time. See you on Friday. Bye. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. What is up to you today? We about to get wavy. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. I don't even know what I'm saying, but welcome to my podcast. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Maybe we're doing a little bit too much, but at the same time, happy Wednesday to everybody. I just wanted to say, yo, what is up? Welcome to the Delivery Bros, and I am your host with the most. Coming in smooth like a ghost on the coast, making sure I'm cruising and moving, giving you the movement. Better know everything I say will have you in attunement. I am Anthony Anthem, a.k.a. Black Fabio, a.k.a. The Midnight Marauder, a.k.a. Body Slam Extraordinaire, a.k.a. Hit You With The Dropkick Marty Jannetty, a.k.a. Coming in busting out like Victory Confetti. I am ready to go, a.k.a. Mr. a.k.a. Yeah. So, how we doing? How you doing? And, welcome to, a new level. Welcome to, some of the hottest shit around. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yes, I'm coming from the underground. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode. I'm in a good mood today. I hope you are too. I just wanted to go ahead and get this party started and talk about a few things. You know, first of all, how are y'all doing? I hope you guys are staying healthy out there. You know, the name that shall not be named has been a bit of a problem, but I hope everybody is keeping up to par and definitely staying at 100% instead of the representative of the number 19, you know what I mean. I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's, you know, healthy and moving. I hope that's the same thing for your family members. I do want to shout out to all of my listeners. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to me, especially in the long hiatus. I appreciate that. And, Yeah, you know what? I feel like today we can use a little bit of laughs. We can also take this time and opportunity to smile a little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of, you know, some of the weird news, funny news or whatever. And then I might talk a little bit about what's going on with pro wrestling in a positive light. Because I think we're all kind of over it if we are wrestling fans. I mean, I wouldn't say over it. Let me stand corrected on that. We just need some more positive light, if you know what I mean. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. You know, we're just going to have a good time today. So for everybody that's on their commute right now, about to head out, or people at their desk working, whether you're at home or you're in your office, or you just listening to the song to kind of get through the day, hopefully on the way, and hopefully I can say that we are about to go on ahead and set ablaze to a new day and get ready to get in the right mind frame. So, with that, let's get this party started. So, for all of y'all that also haven't subscribed to the YouTube, man, y'all need to subscribe to the YouTube, Delivery Bros Podcast. Do it. This would be the perfect situation for you to have something to spend your time, especially with everything going on in the nation. As you can see, I am on right now. I don't know why I'm on, but at the same time, I'm feeling on today. So let's get it on. So, oh yeah, and happy July. It is the first. So, I already know some of y'all are going to be barbecuing this weekend. So my question is to all of y'all is, hey, yo, who's gonna make me a plate? That's the first thing I want to know. I need a plate. So I'm going to need y'all to holler at me in the YouTube comments. I'm going to need you to holler at me in even some of the platforms that you listen to. Send me a message. Go to my social media and be like, hey, yo, I got a plate for you. I'll come down, make me a plate, and I will go. I'll just make that to go. I ain't trying to, you know, disturb the family get-togethers or whatever. But if you got a family member that makes some fire macaroni and cheese, holla at me, because let's get this going. All right. So, we're up on the mirror.co.uk, because you already know the UK news is always insane. I wanted to go on ahead and talk about this real quick. We got men's compliment over cunt or cock restaurant serves. I'm going to say cunt is the word that is being explicit here. No, I don't really like using the C word, but when it comes down to it, I'm reading it verbatim. So, cunt restaurant service backfires as he brutally mocked. A restaurant customer who took to Twitter to complain about the service, he had received a restaurant, about the service he received at a restaurant, was slammed for the tone-deaf post during the coronavirus pandemic. Let's see. A man who wanted to spread the word of his disappointment over the service he received at a restaurant saw it go viral for all the wrong reasons. When keeping it real goes wrong. Having gone out for dinner with his wife at a restaurant, Mi Cocina, it's a Mexican restaurant? He found the level of service fell far below their expectations. In an attempt to publicly expose the Texas eatery, oh shit, this is in Tejas! This is in Texas! Oh god, it is in the United States. This is our home front. I can already tell Twitter was probably roasting the fuck out of this dude. Let's see what the hell he said. User Jason posted a photo of his wife looking sadly at the food on the table with the caption, "My wife, date night, after 3 months locked up in quarantine, waiting for shredded cheese, as if it's the only way she can eat fajitas." How tragic. Having to wait for shredded cheese. How you gonna have cheese and fajitas? I didn't know it was that big. We asked four people going on 18 minutes now. We gotta quit blaming COVID-19 for crap service. So, basically, he was in a bitching mood. With many restaurants struggling to stay afloat during the current pandemic, workers across the world find themselves without a job, and businesses doing everything they can to continue providing services during an unprecedented crisis. It's fair to say, for Jason's complaint, came in a very short supply. Many slammed him for the tone-deaf post, while others brutally mocked the tweet with parodies of their own. The original tweet was quickly deleted. Please, sir, she needs shredded cheese for her fajitas. This is a raccoon carrying a cat. So, basically... Oh my gosh. So, basically, he's getting mean for all the shit that he said. Let's see. I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad that the cheese is shredded. It's the kind I cannot have. The waiter who hit the shredded cheese. I am not going to create an environment that is so toxic. After the post attracted a lot of attention, Jason spoke to blog Central Track, where he's when he usually rarely uses Twitter, and his only intention had been to keep his wife happy. He admitted she hadn't been thrilled to see the picture go viral, saying she is, of course, pissed. I bet she is. She said, why would you put this picture of me on Twitter? But Jason maintained it was fair to call out the restaurant, as he hadn't named any of the staff in the post on social media. That's reported by the Dallas Observer. It's very normal to put cheese on fajitas. All right, so I'm going to say something right now. Okay. Right now, they can only have so many people on staff right now. Things are limited right now, folks. Yo, if you're going to go out to eat, even though I don't recommend it, not with the climate, especially right now in America. America right now, we're seeing thousands of cases every day right now. I really think that people are not really focusing on social distancing like they need to. Look, I'm not going to sit here and get on my soapbox, but when it comes down to it, you're going to go out to eat. You got to be patient with these servers. They're probably understaffed right now. They can only have so many people in the kitchen. They can only have so many people out. They can, I mean, when it comes down to it, you're going to wait. It is not going to come instant. And it's not their fault, okay? The company can only have so many people on staff at the same time, okay? This ain't like normal times right now. We are in a pandemic still. The second wave has happened. It has hit us. This is July. They told us we would be done with this by July, but we're not. We're looking at probably until next year before we're back to even an ounce of normalcy in this world right now. Right now, we're looking at least 6 to 7 more months of this. I'm saying we probably won't be done until probably February. That's my guess. That's my assumption. Yo, if you're going to go out, be patient with our servers. Hey, some of them are trying to just get their money because, shoot, they've probably been out of work for a very long time, or they've been very limited on what they can do working in their specific restaurant. So, like for instance, let's say you go to Olive Garden, right? Olive Garden gives you the unlimited breadsticks and salad, right? Look, if you don't get your breadsticks in a super fast time after you ate your breadsticks, just know they're trying to bring them out as fast as possible. Hell, I like motherfucking breadsticks. I like the damn cheesy bread at Red Lobsters. I like all that shit. But I know there's going to be a precedent of wait due to the fact that only so many people are on staff right now. You got to put that into consideration. I got a friend that works in NOLA right now. She works in the bar scene. They reopened the bars. But at the same time, staff is limited because they can only hire so many people. This is what it is right now. We got to understand we are all adjusting to getting back to normal. But at the same time, it ain't going to be normal for a while. Wear your damn mask. Keep yourself healthy. Try not to go out too much. If you want to go out, fine, I get it. I understand. No use being locked up. But at the same time, if it really isn't a necessary need to go out, maybe stay home. Because this is not getting any better, okay? Look, I want to be able to go out too, but at the same time, I know that I'm putting myself at risk. I'm putting my family at risk. I'm also putting the people that still got to work in this at risk. I try to limit my time outside. The only time I really go out, to be honest, right now with everything going on, is work and to the grocery store. I try to make sure I'm only in the grocery store for about 15 minutes. I make sure I make a list, I get the shit I need, and I get the fuck out. Why? Because I'm putting everybody at risk just like they're putting me at risk. We're all out here, and you just got to be careful, man. This is one of those things right now. We're still unsure on how it affects everybody. There's different cases out there, okay? I don't want to see nobody, especially the people that listen to me. I don't want nothing to happen to y'all. I don't want nothing to happen to y'all. I don't want nothing to happen to people I care about. It's not worth it, okay? And when it comes to if you do got to go to a restaurant, choose your battles. I mean, just think about it. I understand. I want to go to a damn restaurant myself. I'm fat, okay? I like food. I want to go up to hit. Actually, you know what? I went to one restaurant 3 weeks ago with a good friend of mine. And me and her were sitting down eating, and we had fun, okay? But here's the thing. We came in there, we ordered our food, we ate, and then we left. Of course, paid a tip, and got out, okay? We did it as fast as possible, but at an unreasonable amount. We stayed about 30, 40 minutes. Because they can only have so many people in the restaurant, too. Other people want to go in and eat. Even then, I'm not going to lie, I felt uncomfortable. Just because of the fact we still in this. We're still in the pandemic. I couldn't even hug my friend goodbye. So what I'm saying to you is, just know that if you are going to go out there, you're taking risks. So I just look, I want this to be over. We still have a long way to go. People are still locked down. I got friends in Thailand telling me they locked down still. Friends in the Philippines, they going back into lockdown. It's a mess all over the world right now. The U.S. has the largest cases of it right now. I've literally stepped on a soapbox, and I'm sorry. But I just want us to get better at handling this situation. That's all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, onto a wedding story. Something that's precedented. Something that's also classy. As we go into a moment of Bridezilla's when they attack. Now, insecure bride sacks 14-year-old sister as bridesmaid for having huge boobs. She's 14. First of all, 14. That is so childish. How old is the bride? A 14-year-old bridesmaid took to Reddit to ask if she was being unreasonable for being upset after her sister demoted her from the wedding party for having huge boobs. A bridesmaid was demoted from a role at her sister's wedding after being told she looked too good in her dress. What? The 14-year-old explained that her sister asked her to be one of her bridesmaids at her wedding a few months' time. As she had never been to a wedding before, she was thrilled to be a part of it. When it came to the bridesmaid dress shopping, the bride picked out a gorgeous pinky red color with ruffles at the top for her bridesmaid's dress. The teenager loved it, and it was at just the right length so she could get away with wearing flat shoes. And more importantly, she wouldn't be too warm in it. After trying it on, she couldn't wait to show her sister how pretty it looked. When she stepped out of the changing room with the other bridesmaid, she was horrified at her sister's reaction. The bridesmaid explained, "My sister looks at me and her face just freezes." And that's when it all went wrong. She added, "I asked her if she didn't like it, but she didn't respond. She asks if she can talk to me in the other room and say, and I say, sure. We walk into her bathroom and she kind of looks at me and sighs, then goes, your boobs look huge, which stunned me for a moment. Apparently the bride thought her curves would take the attention off her and her fiance on their big day. What the fuck? Dude, that's your sister. The bride said, you can't wear that to my wedding. Okay, so we can return these dresses and pick out other ones if you don't like these. She kind of shakes her head and goes, no, that's not what I meant. I'm confused by now. She says, I like the dress, but just not you in it. By then, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? That, end quotes. And this bitch goes, I don't want any attention strained away from me and my fiance. I'm sorry, but you can't be my bridesmaid. I'm angry now. So the problem is, I look great in a dress, and she just sheepishly nods. As a result, the other bridesmaid decides to pull out until the bride apologizes and agrees to let her sister be a bridesmaid again. The bride later messaged her sister to tell her that she had ruined her wedding, which is why the teen turned to Reddit to ask whether she was being unreasonable or feeling upset. One said, this sister isn't just a bridezilla. She's hella insecure, and she thinks a 14-year-old is going to steal a spotlight from my own wedding. Thank you. Another added, absolutely horrendous. Honestly makes me sick. A third said, not the asshole. It's just sad and disturbing that your sister thinks her 14-year-old sister's boobs are going to distract a guest. Are you for real? And does she expect everyone who goes to the wedding to look worse than her, said a fourth? So, okay. One thing that's always going to be unattractive in a civilization to a lot of people is insecurity. Obviously, this bride has some issues that she probably needs to work out professionally. Her insecurities probably can also affect her marriage somewhere down the line. And to be quite honest, shout out to those bridesmaids that decided they were going to step away from the situation because they know it's wrong too. Like, yo, she's a 14-year-old girl. Like, the last thing I think, unless they're like that perverted uncle or something like that, you know, it's like, hey, I remember when you used to be like this, now you're living like a woman, blah, blah. Okay, in that case, that uncle doesn't need to come to the fucking wedding. That's just what I gotta say to that. Okay, I don't think anybody's trying to perv out on a 14-year-old. The bride has some issues. What, like, what, she got a body of a 10-year-old or something like that? What's, like, her problem in the situation? Why is she so insecure because of her 14-year-old sister? She's 14. She can't help the way she's built, okay? At 14, she's still growing. She's still learning. She's blossoming into a woman, okay? That is not her fault. What the fuck is up with people these days, though? Like, for real, like, we're really at this point in civilization that even family is tripping to such a level of insecurity that we're kicking little sisters out from important days of our lives because of what? Her body's developing? Like, you're gonna make your sister feel insecure about her body because of the fact you're insecure about your body. That is so counterproductive. And to be quite honest, she ruined her own wedding. So, fuck you to the bride. I just want to say that clear. That you wrong. That's your little sister. And, no. Your little sister, you're not the asshole. And I just want to make that clear. I hope you become a good young woman. You find happiness with who you are. Comfortable in your own skin. And don't let nobody, not even your sister, tell you how to feel about yourself. And you know what? To the bridesmaids, thank you for standing up for bride. You need to go to counseling. You need to get some fucking help. Obviously, if you're jealous of your little sister, who's underage? What the fuck is she gonna do at 14? I'm just saying, I ain't gonna lie, this shit slightly pisses me off, but I'm just like, she's fucking 14, okay? Like, there should be no... You got your shit fucked up, okay? You need to get your shit together. Get your shit together. Because you... Ooh! That just... I feel bad for her fiancé. If this is how she gonna act, I can only imagine what her fiancé goes through with her. Okay? Hell no. That... Man, just... You know what? Cancel the whole fucking wedding at this point. Bet you canceled. I'm serious. There is no way you should be jealous of your little sister who's 14. Now, I just want to say... Actually, hold on. Okay. Had to take a little hit real quick. Also, my phone is beeping. I don't know why. I'm just so fly like that. Oh, okay, I'm just kidding. It's probably just some friends seeing what's up. Anyway. Alright, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the wrestling scene today. So, I'm fucking excited because we have AEW Fyter Fest starting, and we're getting into night one. Cody's defending his title against... Who the fuck is he defending his title against? I keep on forgetting. Some white guy. I can't remember. It's almost there. It's hitting me. Oh, if I'm correct, I think it's Brody Lee. I think so. I forget who the fuck he's defending against. But anyways, it's going to be fire. Fyter Fest is going to be super dope. Fyter Fest, not Fyter Fest. Or whatever the fuck that shit was called in California with Ja Rule. Terrible. But anyway, so we got Fyter Fest going on, and then we got the Great American Bash going on at the same time. AEW versus NXT Wednesday nights. I can't wait to see what kind of matches we're going to be having for both shows. I watch both shows every Wednesday. I got to work 5 to 9, but I'm definitely going to be up late watching to see what's up. I got to check it out because I love both brands. They both bring something to the table. But I got to say, the tag team division is a shit right now in AEW. I just want to do a brief moment of wrestling for about 5 minutes. I am so excited to see the FTR being able to shine because they didn't really get a lot of shine out in WWE due to the fact that WWE really doesn't focus on the tag team division. Kenny Omega and Hangman Page are really whooping ass, which I love to see. Young Bucks, of course. I can't wait to see the Lucha Bros back in action, hopefully soon. And shout out to Proud and Powerful, aka also known as LAX and Impact. I love that team. I love Santana and Ortiz. I can't wait to see what they do with them. The Best Friends with Chuck Taylor and Trent. And, of course, Orange Cassidy is also part of that crew. But Orange Cassidy got his own thing he got to do because he's got to go against Chris Jericho, which is coming up, I think, in the second night, which will be next week on July the 8th. I'm excited for that. Keith Lee is going to be going for the NXT title. And he's putting up his North American title against Adam Cole, baby. Either way, whoever wins that match, I'm going to be happy because I win. Because I know they about to steal the fucking show. I can't wait to see that. I know Shotzi Blackheart's going to be wrestling, which is going to be dope. I'm, of course, excited for Io Shirai to go against Sasha Banks. That's going to be a lit match because I love both of these competitors. I'm an Io Shirai fan, but I'm also a Sasha Banks fan. Team Boss. If I had it just like this, you know, just, if you wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to do the little boss, just like a little floss here, you know what I'm saying? Just, if I had a five-finger ring just like her, just like, bow. You know, just bow. And of course, I ain't gonna lie, Bailey's still Bay, even with the soccer mom haircut. And I ain't gonna lie, she looks sexy with the shortcut. I mean, she's Bailey, she's just fine, okay? I'm not gonna even sit here and lie. Beautiful woman, and they also are dope pro wrestlers when it comes down to it. I love pro wrestlers. When it comes down to it, it don't matter if it's guy or girl. If they put it down in the ring, that's where my respect comes from at the most. But to be beautiful and to be a badass pro wrestler, that's tight. In the end of the day, that's super tight to me. I mean, when it comes down to it, it don't matter if they're a big girl, they're a small girl, even though I love Piper Niven. She's another girl I've always been a fan of, BBW, but she gets it in the ring. Beautiful. I like this shit. Nyla Rose, bow. Riho, bow. Hikaru Shida, bow. I love women's wrestling. It's about time they started getting the shine like they are, being able to do big arena events. Hopefully next year New Japan decides to actually put a live event of women's wrestling in the Tokyo Dome and Wrestle Kingdom like it should have been, instead of just a dark match. RIP to Hana Kimura. Hana Kimura was actually a part of that dark match. I'm still sad that that young lady's gone, especially since there's more reports on what's going on with Terrace House and the controversy that happened on her season. Shame on Terrace House because they instigated a lot of the shit that happened. Of course, you know, it's a reality show, but they instigated a lot of Hana's character on that show. They had her doing shit she really didn't want to do. And she was even telling her mom, Kyoko Kimura, what was going on. She was telling friends about her frustrations with the show. Even the person she had tension with and had dated on the show even has said that, yeah, they instigated a lot of that shit and it made them both feel uncomfortable, especially with the situation that actually caused a stir up with the fans with the incident, with the washer incident with her ring gear she wore to Wrestle Kingdom. She didn't even want to do that. She didn't even want to put hands on dude. And they were like, yo, just, you know, slap him. And she was like, yo, I'll just flip his hat off or some shit. And it's whatever. But at the end of the day, RIP, baby girl. Fuck you, Terrace House. It's because of you, this girl ain't here no more. I'm just saying right now. Because of you, it caused a stir up with these fans. And it caused a lot of toxicity. And that young lady took her life. As an advocate for mental health and all that kind of stuff, as a person that is going through it daily, to see a young lady like that, who was a rising star, have to suffer that much scrutiny to the point where she had to take her own life, when she had a lot of people that loved her, and now a mother is without her daughter. Mother had to bury her own daughter. Because of what? Because of the entertainment value? Fuck reality shows. That shit's so fucking sad, man. The girl was only like 19 years old, man. She still had the world beyond. That girl could have gone so many places. It is what it is. But fuck you, Terrace House. And I'll say that end quote. To all the Twitter fans out there that harassed her, fuck you too. Alright, so back to my normal stance. I'm gonna go ahead and be normal about this. Hikaru Shida defending the title against Penelope Ford. That's gonna be the shit. I know it is. I've seen Penelope Ford in a lot of indie events, killing it. She's a badass woman. Carl Sheeta, Sendai Girls, Stardom, we go down the list, killing it. They about to fuck the shit out of each other up. That match is going to go so fucking hard, I can tell. I want to say this match is going to be the women's match of the year. It might be up in the caliber. I hope Meltzer is watching this match and gives it 5 stars, 6 stars, 7 stars, 8 stars, 9 stars, 10 stars, because I know they're about to go hard. It's going to be 20 minutes of live action, I can already tell. I know Penelope can put on a good show, and I know for a fact Hikaru Shida, she always gives it her all when she's in that ring. I mean, shoot, if you go on to her Twitter or Instagram, that girl's always working out, outlifting dudes, making Michael Nakazawa, like, rethink his training. Kenny Omega, too. That girl can deadlift some weight. Penelope Ford, flexible, always in good shape, probably doing yoga, probably doing some strength lifting herself. Badass. When she was with Joey Janela, always whooping ass. Hell, she was whooping more ass than Joey in some matches. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. But with that, now that we're done with the weighted wrestling corner, yes, let's go on ahead and move on. I want to talk about something that's going to be super special to my heart and yours with another story. Okay, who am I fucking kidding? I'm just going to say this right now. This story right here is, I'm confused. I want to know how it even got there. You're probably wondering, what am I talking about? Anthony, what are you talking about? All right, so let's talk about the fact that a doctor had to remove a cell phone charger from a man's bladder. Yeah, not the phone itself. The charger. The charger, guys. A whole ass charger. The cord was all the way in the man's bladder. And it wasn't just like, you know, it was a 2-foot charger. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how far did he reach up in himself to do this? Because this is definitely some shit that he was doing some freaky deaky shit, or he was trying to show off or something. He's like, guys, I got a good party trick. You want to see this? All right. Here we go. This is what we're going to do. We're just going to dig deep in there. I'm going to punch my intestines, and bam, I lost it. Oops. It'll come out eventually. Maybe. Hopefully. I think. Okay. The patient 30 went to a doctor's, went to the doctor's after complaining of abdominal pain last week. It is unclear how the lead came to get in his bladder. Doctors believe it was swallowed or inserted for sexual gratification. I'm gonna go with the latter and say sexual gratification. The man said to have a history of accidental ingestion of headphones. This has happened before. Okay, and can be seen with the curled lead inside of his bladder in X-ray scans. He was given a 2-day course of laxatives to in a bid to alleviate the stomach pain before the doctors performed a small incision in his gastrointestinal tract. The doctors then discovered the 61 centimeter lead and decided to perform surgery to remove it. And if you're on YouTube, you can actually see the x-rays right now. It's definitely a whole ass cord. And they made the incisions. Also, this is NSFW for those who are looking at this on YouTube. There is a whole ass cord in this motherfucker. Oh, they done pulled it out. Lord Jesus, they found it. Like, they dug for gold. Now, my question is, was that an Android or iPhone charger cord? 5 minutes performed a 45-minute... Damn, it took them 45 minutes to get up in there to remove the lead at Guwahati Hospital in North India. This shit happened in India, too? Oh, come on. He was doing a party trick. A doctor who admitted that he had not seen anything of the sort in his 25-year career. We gave him laxative for 2 days, and we did not want to do surgery immediately. The patient's stool was examined, but nothing came out. We decided to do a small incision and check the gastrointestinal tract. He might have been uncomfortable while telling us the truth, but led us to search in the gastrointestinal tract. I'm not sure exactly about his mental health, but some people do things for sexual gratification. But this man took things a little too far. Islam spent 3 days recovering in the hospital before he was released home. I just want to say something, okay? I feel for people in emergency rooms and doctors who are surgeons, because here's the thing. They have probably pulled out more things out of the human body than anybody. They have probably seen things unprecedented. I remember watching this documentary of doctors telling weird stories. They have found cars. They have found vegetables. They have found, okay, toy cars, by the way. Just, you know, like little Matchbox or Hot Wheel cars. They have found staplers. They have found nails. They have found coins. They have found multiple different objects of different shapes and sizes. We're talking a tube because a guy wanted to feed alcohol into his ass. We're talking just an exponential amount of different items you would not expect to go in the human body that should not go in the human body. And mind you, people won't even tell you the truth. They'd be like, I don't know how that got in there. No, you know how that got in there. Why is your ass prolapsed? Why do you have an anal prolapse? Because you are sticking things in the place where the sun don't shine for some freaky diggy shit. Let's be honest. Doctors will, I can only imagine just sitting in a doctor's office and just observing for like a whole fucking week of all the things that they probably find in the human body. Just, I want to just sit down and do a podcast with a surgeon and ask them, what is the weirdest thing you have found inside the human body? As a surgeon, just get like a, I just want to get a veteran surgeon, you know, somebody that's been doing it for about 20 years. Sit down with him in his office and literally go for about an hour just talking about shit he has found in the body. I feel like this right here is actually a minimal. This is minuscule. This is small compared to the things I've heard. I got friends that are doctors, and they will tell you, A night visit in the ER is something spectacular because you get all types of weird cases, especially on the weekend nights. I literally have seen in my own lifetime somebody American Pie themselves. I'm talking American Pie 2. If you ever seen the movie, you know the main character Jim fucking super glues his hand to his dick, right? I had gotten a call at like 1 a.m. a couple years back, and I was friends with this couple. I'm still friends with them, but they were, you know, doing a little freaky stuff, you know, kind of doing a little foreplay, and you know, the girlfriend goes into the dresser, you know, she's trying to get the packet of lube out. She's packing a lube out. She's like, you know, doing something to get him warmed up. And it turned out to be super glue. And guess who had to pick him up from the hospital? This guy. Yeah. So she lost a little bit of skin on her hand, and he lost a little bit of skin on his third hand. And, yeah. And I asked the doctor, is this the weirdest thing you've ever seen? He says, in quotes, this is mild compared to the shit I've seen in the last 15 years of medicine. I was scared to ask him what else he has seen. If this is just a regular night. Yeah. People do weird things, and hospitals have weird stories. So, next time you're hanging out with one of your surgeon friends, if you have a surgeon friend, ask them, what is the weirdest thing you have found inside of a human? Believe me, he'll have multiple stories. Or she'll have multiple stories. Or they will have multiple stories, depending on what they identify as. At the end of the day, it happens. Humans will do the weirdest, most disgusting things to their own bodies. No kink shame, just saying. The human body is an own phenomenon for what things can fit in there. I should know. Actually, I really don't know. Do I? I'm going to have to reflect on that. I'm going to have to get back to you guys. But yo, I just wanted to do a quick episode with you guys. Let you know that, hey, you can smile a little bit. Do a little bit of this. Get a little serious. Get a little emotions. And I hope that you have fun with this wonderful devotion. Now we're just going to keep on coasting. I do want to say this is going to be a bit I do. But I do want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming in. Hopefully this kind of helped with your commutes. And, yo, check me out on social media. You can find me on Delivery Bros Podcast on Instagram. You can find me on Delivery Bros Pod on Twitter. You can also find the Delivery Bros page. Or, hell, go to the FNBS Studio page as well, because I'm also a part of the FNBS crew. Check out that platform. Also, check out the episode with me and Hateful J from FNBS. It's a great episode. We talked about a lot of things going on, a lot of current events, so we're going to be doing that a lot more often. We're going to try to make that a monthly thing. But other than that, if you guys really want to talk or get a hold of me, check me out. Come holler. Say what's up. Tell me where you're from. But other than that, guys, I think that's it for today. Shout out to the folks on Stitcher. Shout out to the folks on Apple. Shout out to the folks on Google. And shout out to the folks on every platform that we have that listen to the podcast. And to the people that are on Apple, leave a 5-star review. Tell me how we're doing. Stitcher, same thing. If there's a review section, review. Let me know how we're doing. For real. And also, check out the YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. I need more subscribers. Please. I will put that information down at the link below. So with that, guys, my name is Anthony Anthem, a.k.a. Black Fabio, a.k.a. The Midnight Marauder, a.k.a. Mr. A.k.a. And with that, you have missed with an incredible episode of the Delivery Bros. I really messed that up. I don't care. But hopefully you don't care either. But we had a good time or something like that. But for real though, did she die? Hope not. Anyways, love you guys. Till next time. See you on Friday. Bye.